We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Since the beginning of time, after the fall in the Garden of Eden, God had set out to find the lost sheep. He has been beckoning them to return to the flock. Christ left heaven and entered the world through the womb of a woman to give his life for the lost sheep, you and I. When we consider Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 through 14, the owner who has lost one sheep as a result of the sheep going astray leaves the 99 and goes to the mountain to seek him. The owner loves the sheep who remain and cherishes them with all his heart. But the one sheep who has gone astray as a result of thinking he knows the way, as a result of feeling he can do it on his own, as a result of thinking he has it all planned out, is of most concern to the owner. The owner cares for the 99, but they are not lost. The one who has gone astray is. So the owner searches the mountain. He suffers fatigue. He goes to all lengths. He puts it all on the line, and ultimately, he gives his life to find the lost sheep and has unspeakable joy when he finds him. When Adam sinned in the garden, he decided to go astray. He decided to do what he wanted to do and not what God commanded. He left the flock. He was like the lost sheep and God the owner. When Adam sinned, we all sinned and died with Adam, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12. The owner sent his son Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 19, to find the lost sheep at all cost, even death on the cross, that we all might live. How many lost sheep do you know? Are you willing to leave the flock of believers you fellowship with to find the lost sheep you know? To find the lost sheep you work with? To find the lost sheep in your immediate family? To find the lost sheep in your extended family? Or to find the lost sheep that you are acquainted with? Are you willing to leave the 99 to find the one that went astray? Will you consider leaving the 99 and go to the mountain, become fatigued, and traverse in pursuit of the lost sheep? You and I have been commanded to find the lost sheep. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said these words, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem," that's at home, "in all Judea," that's in your neighborhood and surrounding area, "in Samaria," that's outside your comfort zone, places you would not normally go, "and to the end of the earth," wherever the lost sheep are. Let's you and I set a goal today to find the lost sheep. Let's make it our purpose to win a soul for Christ today. What do you say? Are you ready? Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement. It's a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony, Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.